The Lowdown, audio downloads for people who are long on ambition but short on time. The Lowdown, top tips for wannabe CEOs, written by Richard Sharkin and presented by Lorelei King and Stephen Pacey. Hello and welcome to Top Tips for Wannabe CEOs, a guide for those who want to keep ahead of the game as they make their way up the career ladder to the very top. Here are some of the things we're going to talk about today. First, we'll be defining what a CEO is and discussing the rewards and responsibilities of the top job. We'll take you through a typical day for a publishing CEO. Then we'll talk about building foundations and getting started on the career ladder, including education and training. We'll move on to climbing that ladder and discuss what pitfalls to avoid as you advance, touching on allies and enemies, strategies, and office politics. We'll make some suggestions for getting to the very top and give you pointers on staying there. We'll recap with some key do's and don'ts. And finally, as a bonus, we'll be answering a few questions posed by people at the very top of their professions, such as best-selling author Jeffrey Archer and chief executive of the British Library, Lynn Brindley. Let's get started. First things first, what exactly is a CEO?
CEO, Chief Executive Officer, has different meanings in different companies and in different industries. In my view, the unifying theme is that a CEO is the person who's ultimately responsible to the shareholders to manage the investment that they made in the company. The role itself will be defined to some extent by the size of the company, its geographical location, the nature of its workforce, and its customer base. For instance, the CEO of Microsoft is probably very different from the CEO of the Royal Shakespeare Company. However, each of them is responsible to investors, to customers, to employees.